we are holding on Zion O'Day's, three quarters of the way down the omelet. We're in the middle of working on how we know that Carbon Pesach, that's offered Shalom Lishma, that any of the four murders was done Shalom Lishma, is completely possible. So we mentioned in this connection two psukim. One was Pasuk V'amartim Zevach Pesach, that the Pesach has to, that you should say that it is a Korban of Pesach, meaning that everything has to be L'shem Pesach. And the other one was Shomer Chodesh Aviv, guard the month of Aviv, Asita Pesach, and do hello, and make the Pesach, implying that all the makings, all the doings of the Korban Pesach should be L'shma.
Right.
So we're up to, we're well, that's what it means. That's what it means. So, Asita Pesach. Valsisa Pesach. The key thing is Valsisa Pesach. You should make the Pesach and find that all the makings, all the doings of it should be L'shem Pesach. Okay, so we discussed Shinui Kodesh, Shinui Bailim. We left off, we left off as follows. Yeah, actually, the Pesach is about the Pesach teaches us a different game. Because it teaches us the game that a Moser Pesach, that a leftover Pesach becomes a Shlomim instead. So we have the Shomer Chodesh Aviv teaches Valsisa Pesach, teaches us that there's a mitzvah to not do Shinui Kodesh. V'amartim Zevach Pesach teaches us that there's a mitzvah not to do Shinui Bailim. And because it says who, V'amartim Zevach Pesach, who, that means that both of them is lacking. So that's where we're up to. It's about 20 lines from the bottom line. Begins V'ha'ach. Okay, so V'ashkechon Zvicha. So, okay, we found that Zvicha, we found that the Shchita has to be done with the on as a Pesach and for the sake of the Bible, because there's a vach the Pesach. Shar avodis minolan. Where do we know the same thing applies to the other avodis? The answer is hoyo v'gali gali. Once the pasuk has told us that it applies to one of them, then it revealed to us, gali literally means revealed, that it applies by one of them, then it applies by the other ones of them. In other words, once we know that it applies to Zvicha, then fine, it applies to the other ones. It applies to the other ones also.
Why?
Because the same. So on the face of it, what the Gemara is saying is exactly that. Once it told us that it applies to one avodah, then we automatically know it applies to the other avodah. However, there is a point that I think the Shittim Kuvetis brings up that Tosfos brings up also that what do you mean? Before we had a whole studio saying just because it said something by Zvicha doesn't necessarily apply to all the other ones. Right. So they explain that part of it. I mean, first of all, Rav Ashi is going to answer that now. He's going to say that we don't say that. But another way of looking at it, we don't say, oh, but golly, golly, we're going to have to find a different source. Rav Ashi is going to say, however, another way of looking at it is even the original answer over here, oh, but golly, golly, means, again, we have the pasuk of Asisa Pesach, which includes all the Asidas. So therefore, we know that it applies to, when it comes to Shiri Kodesh, it applies to all the Avodas. So therefore, we can also assume that it also applies to Shinui Bayim. It's one thing to say that if it applies to Zvicha, it applies to all the others. It's another thing to say if it applies across the board to Shinui Kodesh, which it does because it's about the Pesach, then that it should apply to all the others. Okay. Rav Ashi says still, though, we don't say that kind of thing just because it's said it by one. We assume, therefore, it applies to all the others. El Avodas Menolon, so where do we know that this thing applies to all the other Avodas? That it is Ma'akiv. So like this, again, the hekesh that we've had several times already, where the pasuk lists all of the korbanos together in one pasuk. Now, it doesn't list all of them, actually. It lists some of them. Ola, mincha, fatas, osham, milurim, and zevach ha-shlamim. V'tanya, and we learn in a braisa. The next pasuk continues, v'yom tzavoyte b'nei Yisrael l'hakar of korbanayim, on the day that Hashem commanded the Jewish people to offer their korbanos. When it says to offer their korbanos, that includes other korbanos that were not included in the first pasuk. The b'chor, the meiser, and pesach. That means it includes the b'chor, the meiser, and pesach, which were not listed in the previous pasuk. Therefore, he kishoy hakasav l'shlamim. So therefore, the Torah is making a hekesh between all these various korbanos and shlamim. So, mash shlamim ben shini kodesh ben shini bailim ben inam mitzvah. Just like shlamim, we established before that shini kodesh and shini bailim, you have a mitzvah not to do them. Granted, by the shlamim, we said it's not ma'akiv, the korban is still kosher, but we said there is a mitzvah to do both of them. Af kol ben shini kodesh ben shini bailim the mitzvah. The same thing by all other korbanos. It also applies the mitzvah, that you have a mitzvah to bring them l'shma, not to change the name of the korban and not to change the owner of the korban. And furthermore, v'chishlamim. Furthermore, we can make another comparison also between these korbanos and shlamim. Just like when it comes to the shlomim, there's no difference between the shesting and all the other avodas. There's all of them, the mitzvah applies equally across the board to them, as we learned in previous sugyas about the exact way that we learned that out. Af Pesach, the same thing when it comes to the Pesach, where we have the word hu in the case of the Pesach, to say that therefore that's ma'akev, where we said that Amartim Zevach Pesach Hu LaShem, where the word Hu comes to teach us that it means it has to be a Pesach and nothing else, and if not, then it's possible. So once we have also the hekesh between Pesach and the Shlomim, Af Pesach LeTachlik LeBen Zvichel LeShara Vodis LaAkev. The same way, if you're making a comparison, so you have another word like this. By the current Pesach, we know that it's LaAkev, it's possible without that. We know that from Hu. Granted, that itself, we would only know that it applies to the Zvicha because the Amartim Zevach Pesach Hu. However, since we also have the Hekesh with Shlomim, and by Shlomim we know there's no difference between the Zvicha and the other Avodas, all of them, if you do it Shloi L'Shma, the Korban is Kosher, but it's not Merdasa, it doesn't count for the owner. The same way, by Pesach, since by the Pesach it says Hu, which teaches us, therefore, that Zvicha is Ma'ativ, and if it was done Shloi L'Shma, it's possible, Shloi L'Shma or Shloi L'Shem Bailim, the same thing, all the other Avodas as well.
So in other words, one thing we derive from Shlomim to Pesach, and then backwards from Pesach to Shlomim.
Not really backwards from Pesach to Shlomim, no. What we're doing is we're deriving within Pesach itself, we're saying that Zvicha has to be Lishma and has to be Lashem Bailim, and if not, then it's possible because it says who.
And the same thing with
Shlomim. And then we're making the Hekesh with Shlomim to say, just like by Shlomim, not only the Zvicha, but all four Avodas have to be done, L'shem the Korban and L'shem the Bailim, the same way by the Pesach. Not only is it a mitzvah to do all of them, but it's la'akir to do by all of them. The who applies to all of them. On the side here, it brings a different gear.
Because by Shlomim,
it's not ma'akir, but by Shlomim, we have the Hekesh with Shlomim to say that there's a similarity between all four Avodas. So by Shlomim, since we don't have the word who, that means that the Korban will be kosher, it's just not ma'akir. When it comes to the Pesach, since we have who by one of its avodas, then the Hekesh with Shlomim tells us that that applies also to all the other avodas as well. On the side here, it brings a different girsa also, that what it is in that case, we know, again, in order for something to be ma'akev by Korbanos, it has to say twice. So therefore, instead, what we can say, a different way of looking at it, a different girsa over here is, the fact that we have the Hekesh with Shlomim teaches us that it's a mitzvah, so that the proper way to do it is to do it like that. Therefore, the psukim that we quoted before, V'amartim Zevach Pesach Hu LaShem, and V'altita Pesach, those teach us those are la'akiv. Because we don't need them l'mitzvah anymore, because we can already learn the mitzvah from the shlomim, that's the mitzvah to do it. Therefore, we have them available la'akiv.
Because
we don't need it l'mitzvah, because l'mitzvah can learn from the hekesh with shlomim.
L'mitzvah of what?
That you have to do it, that you're supposed to, l'chatchila, do it. That you're supposed to l'chatchila do it with Shema and L'Shem Bayil.
That
we derive from Shlomim. So therefore, we have the Pesukim available. But before, we thought that the Pesukim by the Pesach, according to this second gear I'm talking about, not this is the gear that we have in front of us, this is what we have on the side over here. Before, we thought the Pesukim by Marshav Zevach Pesach and Velsita Pesach are telling us that the mitzvah to do it. And then we have to figure out where we know La'akir. Now we're saying the mitzvah we know from the Hekesh with Shlomim, and therefore those Pesukim can teach us La'akir, that it's an indispensable. Okay, what you have here in parentheses, Mishum Shenema Hu Bizvicha Eina Ela La'akiv, it doesn't really belong over here. Rashi mentions a slightly different girsa, which he himself doesn't like anyway, which is that the next question is, in that case then, so we have a general rule that whenever it says Hu in connection with the Shchita, that it's La'akiv. So Rashi says that doesn't really belong over here. Well, so Rashi says that. Tosfos says that's not a good reason, really. Rashi says because later on we're going to quote a Braisa and we're not going to mention this line in there. Tosfos says, so what? That's not a good reason to take out this line. It could be from a different Braisa. Whatever it is, though, what that line amounts to saying is that whenever it says who in connection with the Shchita Korban, it means it's la'akiv. It means it must be done that way, the Shchita, and now we're saying all the other avodas have to be done the Shema, otherwise it's possible.
The presence of who is ma'akev.
Right.
The absence, not necessarily.
Well, the absence, well, unless it has to say something. That's why it says by the Pesach and by the Chassas, it says something. The Chassas will get to do. Now we're finishing up the Pesach. Elohu l'omali. So in that case, based on everything we said, then why do we need the word who after all by the Pesach? If we already have that the Torah has told us by the Pesach, that again we have the Hekesh, we have the Hekesh with Shlomim, and Rosh Sisa Pesach and Ramajim Zevach Pesach tell us that it must be that way and it's indispensable, and if not, then you're not Yotzer. Not only not Yotzer, but the Korban is completely possible. So what now? Why do we need the word who? The answer is Kedetanya. The reason why we need the word who in connection with Pesach is to teach us what it says in a Braisa as follows. Nemr Pesach hu b'shchitelat. By the Korban Pesach, it says the word hu by the shchit, in connection with the shchita, to teach us that if you do it with Shinui Kodesh, if you change the designation of the Korban, then it's completely possible. Aval Osham le nemr b'hu el achak taras emurin. But by the Osham, as we said the other day, it only mentions the word hu after the emurim, after the fat is brought on the mizbeach. Now you do have, to begin with actually, the Torah introduces the Osham by saying the zois teras Osham Kodesh Kodoshim hu. However, Rashi, a couple of blocks ago, pointed out that who is not relevant for our purposes because not directly after the word, after the name of the korban. It has to be that the word who is directly after the name of the korban for us to darshan that it means that the korban has to be lishma. So therefore, by the Osham, to begin with, it doesn't say that. It just says, V'zos teres ha'osham kodesh kodoshim hu. Then a few psukim later, after it's described,
Osham kodesh kodoshim hu.
Right, so it's not Osham hu. Right, if it said Osham hu, then yes. But then afterwards, so it describes how the blood has to be sprinkled on the mizbeach and the fat is burned, and then it says it has to be burnt as an isha l'Hashem, Osham hu. So now it actually says the word hu together with Osham. However, that's after the four avodas. That's when the fat is being burned on the mizbeach. The fourth avoda, Zrika, has already taken place. So therefore, that hu, we don't darshan that it means that it has to be l'shma either. As we said the other day, we use it for a different drasha. We use it for the case of Osham Shinnitak L'Ri'iya. We have an Osham that's getting transformed into an Ola, that if you went and shested it as an Ola, then it stays an Osham or it becomes an Ola.
Because it doesn't come immediately.
Because it doesn't come in connection with the Shchita.
Right.
It doesn't come in connection with the Shchita. It comes in connection with the Emurim, with the fact. So therefore, so in other words, like this, so the reason why it says who in connection with the Pesach, right after the word Pesach, when it says Pesach who, is to show us the contrast. By Pesach, it says who meaning la'akrit. Aval Osham le'nemer b'hu el la'akrit taras emurin. By the Osham, it only mentions first the word who, right after the word Osham, that is, when it says Osham who, only after the emurim are offered, v'hu asmer shalehukdur emurim kosher. And the fact is, the korban is kosher, even if the fat isn't burnt on the mizbeach at all. So that's why we have the who by Pesach is to show us that contrast that by the Pesach if it's chested or any of the avodas are done shalom l'shma, it's possible. Whereas other korbanos that it doesn't say who after the name of the korban like that at a time before the blood is sprinkled on the mizbeach, then it's not ma'akrit, such as the Osham.
And so the Baal is yotzer.
So there again, by Osham he's not yotzer. That's called as Vachom Shemiz before, and he's not yotzer. But the korban itself is kosher.
The Korban Pesach is completely
possible. Exactly right. Okay. All right, so that takes care of the Pesach. That's how we know then that all the avodas by the Pesach have to be done l'shma, l'shem the Korban, and l'shem the Bayit. Okay, now let's move on.
Is it mostly Rashi what you're explaining?
Well, I mean, the Gemara itself, and then of course Rashi is explaining, and a little bit of Tosfos also, but yeah. Chassas Menolam. Next, let's go on to the Chassas. Where do we know that the Chassas has to be brought with Shema, and if not, then it's false.
Yeah.
We mention it, yeah. The Shachat Oysel L'Chassas. The Pasuk says you should check it as a Chassas, meaning Shetei Shchit L'Shem Chassas. It means the Shchit has to be done, having in mind that it's a Chassas.
Why not Oysel?
Because Chassas is feminine. Chassas is a Lashon Mekayim.
No, hey.
A Sof is also a marker of feminine gender in Lashon Kodesh. Fine. Ashkach on Shchita, fine. So that takes care of the Shchita that we see it has to be the Shema. Kabbalah Manolam, where do we know that the Kabbalah of the blood, or that the receiving of the blood and the basin also has to be the Shema? Dichtiv v'lokach ha'koyin midam achatas, because the Pasuk says the Koyin should take...
What's the question?
The question is, we know that Shchita has to be done the Shema, fine, because there's a Shachat Oysa. But where do we know the Kabbalah has to be done? The Shema.
Right.
Just did. V'lokach ha'koyin midam achatas. It says the Koyin should take from the blood of the Chatas, taking it, meaning the Kabbalah. Meaning, should take a bottle, Hashem Chassas. Again, now the word Chassas over there is extra, because it's in context we're talking about a Chassas. So the fact that it says he takes the blood of the Chassas implies that it has to be the Kabbalah, has to be the Hashem Chassas. The Ashkechon Shchita the Kabbalah, Zrika Menola. No, so not a Hekesh, because we have an extra word of Chassas. Okay, the Ashkechon Shchita the Kabbalah, fine, so that takes care of those two, Zrika Menola, and where we know the same thing applies to Zrika. Now, the Gemara is not asking separately about Halacha, because as we said a few blocks ago, as we said back on Daf Gimel or Dalar or so, we said that Halacha is described with the same verb as Zrika, and therefore they can be included under the same category. Or rather, it's used with the same verb as the Kabbalah. Rather, the Krivu Bnei Aaron refers to the Kabbalah. The Krivu also means bringing it closer to the Mizbeach, namely Halacha. Okay. So fine, Zrika Minolon, but where do we know that Zrika by Chassah has to be Lishma, and again, that if it's not a Pasul? Dharmakron, that's the answer, is because the Pasul says, V'chiper olav ha-koyen mechatzot, the Koyen should be mechaper for him from his Avera, meaning should take Kapara, L'shem Chassah. So the Kapara, namely the sprinkling of the blood, because that's the essential Kapara, has to be done L'shem Chassah. So again, otherwise it didn't need to say the word mechatzot. Well, we haven't gotten to Shinui Baila, and now we're going to get to next. But first we're dealing with Shinui Kodesh. So Chatasa, in other words, the point is, the main issue is that it says Chatas again, that he should bring him Kapara for his Chatas. Exactly, right.
So that takes care of the
four Avodas as far as Shinui Kodesh. Ashkechan Shinui Kodesh, fine, that takes care of Shinui Kodesh, Shinui Bailam and Olon. Where do we know that Shinui Bailam also can't be by Chatas? Omakra Olon, because the Pasuk says, the Pasuk that we just quoted, the Kohen should be Mechaper on him, again, meaning Olav Volaya Chaber, on him, not on somebody else. Which is why, for example, Rava said the other day that he shechta Chatas on behalf of somebody else, who is also Chayav Chatas, only somebody who's Chayav Chatas, or somebody who's Chayav and Ola and hasn't yet designated one, yeah, then it'll be possible, right? Fine. Ashkechan l'mitzvah. Fine. So we found a source for both Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailam that was a mitzvah to do them properly by the Chatas. La'akiv minolon. Again, though, we need something to say that it's indispensable, that without it, the korban is possible. Now, the Gemara...
L'mitzvah.
We find that it's a mitzvah to do it. That, in other words, clearly you should do it. La'akiv minolon. Where do we see that it's la'akiv, and if you don't do it, the korban is possible? Now, of course, the Gemara could easily answer that, again, like we did before by the Pesach, that l'mitzvah we learn from the Hekesh with Shlomim, and therefore we have these psukim available to teach us la'akiv. But the Gemara first wants to see if we can find a source all within Chatas itself to say that ma'akiv.
We cannot.
Eventually we'll see, but first we're going to try that. So, the answer is, just like we find later on in the Sugya, that Rav Huna Bered Yerushua points out, you have a double ribui in the pasuk, because it didn't have to say chatas at all, plus even if it said chatas, it didn't have to say chatasai. So we have the extra vav available to teach us an extra din. Hachanami, chatas chatasai. So the same thing over here. We can learn one thing from the word chatas as a whole, and another from the fact that it could have just said b'chibur olav akoyin mechatos, and instead it said mechatos, sorry. So that gives us an extra letter to do another drasha. We would say that it means, as we just said, shetei kapar l'shem chatos, so the actual sprinkling of the blood has to be done l'shem chatos.
And
chatos soy means that it has that less lasted. It means it must be that way, and if not, it's possible. Ashkechan mitzvah b'shinui kodesh, Ashkechan mitzvah b'shinui kodesh. Okay, so now we found as follows. We found so far that when it comes to shinui kodesh, you have a mitzvah to not do it. Uzrika b'shinui bailin bein l'mitzvah bein l'achir. We found so far also that when it comes to shinui bailin, since we have the words v'chiper olav hakoyen mechatos doi, so now we know that it's l'achir when it comes to the avoido, when it comes to shinui bailin. What about by all the avodas by shinui kodesh that it should be ma'akiv? Uveshara avodas b'shinui bailim bein l'mitzvah bein la'akiv. And as far as the other three avodas with shinui bailim, that you have to begin with a mitzvah to do it properly, and that it's ma'akiv if you don't. Menolon, where do we know all that from? We don't yet have psukim for that. Amar Rav Yona asked him a chatos nazi. So Rav Yona says, okay, we can't learn it from the actual chatos, the regular chatos that's described in Parshas Vayikra. Fine, we've used up all the psukim that are available there. However, we can learn it from the case of the chatos that a nazir brings, which is described elsewhere in the Torah. Yeah, unless we have a reason to think otherwise, which again, the Gemara will revisit that soon. But for the moment, let's assume that what it says by a chatos nazir will apply equally well to all chatos. Dichtiv, you have a pasuk there, v'hikra ha-koyen l'fnei Hashem, v'asa chatos v'aseh lasi. The pasuk says that the koyen offers the korban before Hashem, and he will make his chatos and his oila, meaning shiur kolasi. Again, the word va'asa means shiur kolasi yosef l'shem chatos, means that all the doing of it has to be l'shem chatos. Now again, we don't need to teach us a mitzvah to do it. We already had that before. So therefore, it must be telling us le'ikul. It must be telling us le'ikul that it must be that way. And if not, then it's possible. Okay. Ashkechan Shinui Kodesh. Fine. So that takes care of Shinui Kodesh, because it says that's Chatosai. Shinui Bailim Menolon. Where we know the same thing applies to Shinui Bailim. Okay, so the Gemara answers, again, we could say like before, we don't need it to teach us that Shinui Kodesh, because we already had that before. Therefore, instead, we can apply it to Shinui Bailam. Rashi takes out that whole, Rashi is not Gurdish that whole part, though. Because Rashi says that's not what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying that how do we know by Shinui Bailam again? We already have the mitzvah. We need to know where it's lachiv. We don't have to take these words of Osos Chatosav Eselosoi and transform them into Shinui Bailam, because we just said that we're trying to figure out where we know Shinui Kodesh is ma'akiv. So therefore, we don't also need to take these sukkim and turn them into Shinui Bailam. So Rashi actually isn't go to sit in the first place. Rashi doesn't even say, you know, Hochi Garsin or whatever. We can see from Rashi's explanation that he doesn't even acknowledge right that it's there basically. Okay. Amar Rav Huna Breid Yerushua Chasav Chatosis. If you use the original context, where Rav Huna Breid Yerushua pointed out that again, it could have said Va'asos Chasav, and instead it said Chatosoi. So that gives us an extra limit. So now we have both that it means that it's la'akev by Shinui Kodesh, by all avodos, because again, but also means all asiyos, and Shinui Bailam, the same thing, where we can learn from chatos soy, is chatos. And again, since it says but also that it should do, means it applies across the board to all four avodos. However, master for Ravina, but Ravina asked on that, you know, you have in the pasuk also, not just chatos soy, you also have olos soy. Elamayata, by that logic, olas olase, my darshas say. What are you going to do with the extra vav of the word olase? You can't say it means that an ola has to be, that an ola of a nazir has to be brought lishma, and if not, it's possible. We already established that an ola is kosher, if it's shalom lishma, the owner is not yoyta. So what are you darshaning with that? Okay, so the Gemara asks back on Ravina, Ula Ravina, minchas minchase, nefech niska, my darshas behu. No, you could ask according to Ravina. So what about by the Nazir? It also mentions that he brings minchas soy, his mincha, and nisgoy, his nesech, his pouring of wine. And he's asking about olas olasay. Why is he not asking about minchasay and nisgoy also? The answer is ahumi boyle, because Ravina doesn't have a problem with those, because Ravina can say that we use those for the following drasha. Minchasam v'niskeim balayla, minchasam v'niskeim afilu l'makar. Namely, by other korbanos, for example, by the korbanos tibur, by the korbanos of sukkot, for example. So we know every day when we read it there, and when we say it in Musa, when we read it in Kriyas HaTorah, we have every day minchasam v'niskeim lapor la'ayel, or minchasam v'niskeim lapor la'ayel v'lakvasim v'misparim laporim v'la'elim v'lakvasim v'misparim kamishpat, etc. So why each time does it have to say minchasam v'niskeim? So what we learn from those words that it means minchasam v'niskeim balayla, means unlike the korban itself, which cannot be offered at night, the mincha is a valid mincha and the nesech is a valid nesech, even if they were offered at night, and minchasam v'niskeim afilu l'machar, and they're valid mincha and nesachim even if they were offered the next day. In other words, the word minchasam v'niskeim implies regardless they remain the mincha and the nesech of this korban. So the same way over here. So the same way over here, Ravina can say from minchasay and niskay by the nazir. Again, same idea. Then it can mean the Torah is teaching us that even the nazir brought his korbanos one day, and then only that night did they get around to offering the mincha and the nesachim on the mizeach, or even only the next day. It's still okay. It's still minchasay and it's still niskay of that korban. So
even
fine. Even though it wasn't together, right? And elsewhere,
until what, after the.
No, so again, by Lila means
Akhtesik.
It's actually later on in the Mustafa.
The next day already
have to say. Next day means during the daytime. But when it comes to Kodshim anyway, the rule is Halayla Holochafa Yom, the night follows the day. The day is considered to end with Alois HaShachar or Netzachama or whatever of the next day. That's why Korbanos, for example, can be eaten until Alois HaShachar, yeah.
So by Korbanos,
Halayla Holochafa Yom. The day starts with the morning and continues then. We'll see that in the next parak the kiddush shadayim v'raglayim, and wash their hands and feet. We'll mention it in that connection. But yes, anyway, the point is, so no, it doesn't even have to be. It could even be the next day. And in fact, elsewhere, the Gemara talks about, I don't remember if it's in this Masechta or in Menachos or where it is, the Gemara mentions it could even be brought 10 days later. So, yeah.
The Niskeim,
the mincha and the sachem of a korban can even be brought many days later. Anyway, so back to the question. Ela olas olas de my dash school. Fine, but the question still is on Ravina's. What is he doing with the extra vav of olas? If he's not using it to teach us, if he's arguing that the question isn't on Ravina. The question Ravina is asking on Ravuna Breder Yeshua. I hold you don't darshan the vav of chatosay or olasay at all. It's just that's the normal way of the pasuk speaks. But you, Ravuna Breder Yeshua, who holds you should darshan the vav of chatosay, then why aren't you darshan the vav of olasay? The true, and besides that, you have another question. Me, Gamri, Mehadadi. How can you learn one from the other anyway? How can you learn the regular chassas from the chassas of a nazir?
Why? They're
not similar. Chassas chela v'chassas nazir legamra. You should not be able to learn a chassas chela, meaning a chassas chela means a standard chassas. We call it the usual term for it is chassas chela, because the most common kind of thing that a person would be over on that he'd have to bring a chassas for would be he ate chela. Right? So therefore, we use chatas chelav. Chatas chelav is the term generically for chatas for some typical aver. Because the typical case is where you bring it because of chelav. So you can't learn chatas chelav from chatas nazir. Shekhen yeshim adamim acherim, because you could argue a chatas nazir is special because you have other korbanos brought along with it. You also have an oila and a shlamim brought with it. Chatas nazim and chatas chelav like gomra, and you can't learn it the other way around. You should say if we find the din applies to chatas chelav, then you should apply it also to chatas nazir shekein kodesh, because a regular chatas, a chatas chelav, has the stringency that it applies to a case which chatas nazir doesn't. Chatas chelav comes for something where he would have been chayv kodesh if he did have made it. Chatas nazir, there's no kodesh involved. There's nothing. I mean, the person is bringing chatas because he finished his nazir. But there's no correlation involved. And even if he'd been over on his Naziros, the maximum he gets for it is Malkus. No correlation involved. Hard. Yeah. So how can you learn one from the other? Ella Amar Rava, so no. Rava says you're right. You can't learn it from Chatas Nazir. Ask him a Chatas Mitzvah. You're right. Instead, let's learn it from a Chatas of a Mitzvah. Last week's parasha. Again, the pasuk says the kohen should do or make the chatas. Again, the also being a generic word for all the avodas, she will call up the yos of l'shem chatas, meaning that all the doing of it has to be l'shem chatas. And the ashkachon shinui kodesh, the fine, that tells us that you can't change the designation of the carbon. Shinui bailim minole, where do we know that the same thing applies to shinui bailim? Omakrov chipra alamitar v'gomer. But the pasuk says that you should make kapara for the one who's becoming tahor. The word alamitar means alamitar zev, alamitar chaver. Only on he who is becoming tahor, not on somebody else, not for some other nazir who is becoming tahor. Okay, so that at least answers. So there at least we don't have So that takes care of violin, and that way at least we don't have the problem. We don't have the problem with trying to darshan from chatos soy and from elos soy because they use those expressions in connection with the Messiah. However, we still have the other problem. But still, how do we help anything? The fact is, how can you learn a chatas of Mitzorah and a chatas of Chelev from each other? Again, chatas Chelev and chatas Mitzorah lo yalpa. You shouldn't be able to learn chatas Chelev from chatas Mitzorah. Shekein yeshim adam macherim, because again, a Mitzorah doesn't just bring the one korban chatas. He also brings along with it two other korbanos as well.
Which is not the case of
a typical chatas Chelev, a typical chatas, right? And chatas mitzvah and chatas chelav legamra, and you shouldn't be able to learn a chatas mitzvah from chatas chelav. Shekein koreis, because again, when it comes to chatas chelav, there's koreis involved. When it comes to chatas mitzvah, in and of itself, there's no koreis involved.
What is it?
No, I mean the person was a mitzvah; he had a mitzvah to stay outside the machne.
If he doesn't,
fine. You know, it depends where he goes in. Okay, it's true. If he goes into the bis mikdash when he's tameh, he can be chayev koreis. Fine, but that's the going into the bis mikdash that makes him chayev, not the and then he goes to korban of the yard. Not being a mitzvah in and of itself. Being a mitzvah in and of itself doesn't involve koreis.
And if he goes to the machane outside,
if he goes into the other machnas, maybe he gets malchus. I'm not even sure about that. Certainly not koreis. He may not even get malchus. I don't remember because it may only be an esser. There would be shalchum and a machne called rov chozov. I don't remember actually whether he gets malchus. But be that as it may, koreis he definitely doesn't get unless he goes into this mikdash. So they don't compare, right? Okay, fine. You're right. And by the way, I mean the Shittim Kubetz has asked. So what was Rava's Hava in it even to try and think to learn from the Masorah? It's true. We just slogged up the learning from the Nazir for the same reason because of Zom Acherim and whatever. So why is he bothering to bring from the Masorah? Okay. So uh, So the answer, no, he says the answer is that he figured the Shita Mukhabasa said, that what it is, why is it bothering to bring him a Sarda if we just slogged up the same thing in connection with another? So he says because Rava may have figured the question about that you can't learn one from the other. I don't consider that to be such a strong question. The question about if you're learning from Hatosai, why you're not learning from Ilosai, that's kind of a strong question. Well, then I'll bring you from the Mitzvah where you don't have that issue. However, because Rava can hold that it's not the Rava is not so concerned about that. Okay, it's true that there are different kinds of Hatosai, but nevertheless, you could still maybe learn one from the other. However, the Gemara, the some of the Gemara doesn't like that.
The first is trying to learn from
Chatos Nozi. So with Chatos Nozi, we have two. With Chatosoy and Elosoy, it says in connection with Chatosoy. Oh, Chatosoy and Elosoy.
Oh,
Elosoy, right. He's Oil. So that was Ravina's question. If you, that's Ravina's question. If you're learning from Chatosoy, you should also learn from Elosoy, right. So Rava figured, okay, the Gemara is also asking the second question about how can you learn one type from the other. Fine, I don't consider that to be a strong question. But you could still argue with a billion out from one to the other. But the chatos, chatosai, olosai, losai, that's a strong thing, so therefore he brought in the third where that's not an issue. Fine, but still, the Gemara doesn't like that. Fine, mechodolai asya, fine, so let's say we can't learn it from one other type of chatos, kesi chodim and tauki. Fine, but still, why does it have to stay where it was still? Let's be able to learn one from the other one. In other words, again, we have something that says by a regular chassas. We have something that says by a chassas nazir. We have something that says by a chassas mitzvah. Why can't it say by two of them, and we'll learn the third from it? You can't learn one from one. Kesi chodemitarki, let's learn one from two of them. Kesi chodemitarki, let's learn one from two of them. In other words, let it say by two of them, that's an active, and then we'll learn the third one. Okay, the Gemara says, no, the hey loy lichter. Which one are you saying that it shouldn't write it by? Loy lichter rachmona b'chatos chelev. Should it not say by chatos chelev the word chatosai? The tasty mehanach, and you're going to argue we'll learn it from chatos nazir and chatos mitzvah. Can't. Malahanach shekein yeshima and dom macherim. Both the chatos nazir and the chatos mitzvah, there's other korbanos work with them as opposed to a chatos chelev.
Therefore,
you can't learn the chatos chelev from the other two.
Because
they have other things coming with them. You could argue maybe therefore there's more of a chumer by them. Loilich Rahmana Bachatas Nazir, you're gonna argue it shouldn't say it by the Chatas Nazir Kesi Mehanach, and you'll learn it from the other two. Can't. Malahanach Shekema and Sha'ela. Because Chatas Chelev and Chatas Mitzvah are different than a Chatas Nazir in a very important way. A Nazir is able to be Matir Nether. At any point before he finishes bringing his korbanos, he could be Matir Neder. He could go to a Rav, be Matir Neder, and then he doesn't bring his korbanos at all. A Chatas Chelev, obviously he can't. There's no Neder to be Matir if a person is Chelev and he's bringing a Chatas. Mitzurah, so there's no Neder so therefore it doesn't compare. So therefore you need to say it by Nazir. You're going to argue it shouldn't say it by the chassas of mitzvah of a tesi mehanach, and you'll learn it from the other two. Can't malahanach shekein ein boin bedalus. How can you compare? A chassas mitzvah is unique in that you have one, as we learned in last week's parasha, one for a person who is rich and one for a person who is poor. You don't find that by a regular chassas. You find by korban olah v'yared, but that's a special type. And you don't find it by a nazir either. A nazir has to bring the three animals that he has to bring, regardless of his wealth. If he can't afford a tough luck, He has to raise the money, as opposed to a mitzvah where the Torah gives him a break if he's poor, like where you can substitute birds for two of the animals. So the bottom. That's not the point. The point is, The point is that we learned back in Shavuot when we talked about korban olah v'yared. We brought, I think, the chinuch says that the reason why the Torah was makel on certain averus and gave him a break and gave him a korban olah v'yared is because these are averus that unfortunately people very commonly do. Shavuot shav or whatever. So maybe it's the same kind of thing. People unfortunately are prone to maybe.
What the Gemara says about
lashon hara
and what
the text
is.
It's an erech. Yeah, I mean,
we're getting to it.
Okay, look, the bottom line is the Torah tells us the Torah gives you a break when it comes to chatas mitzvah you don't find by the other two. No. So therefore,
how can I get shiv chasamim and gilei arayis all together? That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so the bottom... Come on. The bottom line is... The bottom line is we can't learn any of these three types of kapparas from each other, so we're still left with how do we know that it's la'akrit? That it's l'mitzvah, fine. We have psukim that it's l'mitzvah.
We can't learn from two
we can't learn from two to one. We can't learn one from one. By each one of them, it says individually. Fine, but we're saying we can't learn one of them from the other, or two or one of them from two others. So that means we only have l'mitzvah. Where do we have la'akrit? Where do we have that if it was shinui by them, by a chat, by any of these three types of
things? That's what you mentioned before, that
The answer is no. Ella, on my cross, no. We finally have to go back to the hekesh. That the Torah is making a hekesh between all the other korbanos and shlamim. So therefore, in other words, we are forced to use that after all to say that gives us l'mitzvah and the other psukim that we quoted over here are lost. Ma shlamim ben shuni kodesh ben shuni bailim ben in l'shlamim. We're using it in general throughout these sugyas as a hekesh to teach us that we're learning the dinim of the other korbanos from shlamim. No, so we've used it before to learn that the other korbanos, shinui kodesh and shinui bialim, applies to the pot.
Right.
We also used it before to say that just like by the shlomim, most of the other ones, it's not ma'akiv in the sense that if you didn't do it, then the korban is kosher, it means it's not yours.
We've
used it by the Pesach to say, on the other hand, the Pesach, since we have the word hud, to say that, since we have a source in the Torah to say that's ma'akiv, so then it means that it means by all the other avodas, here we're going to do the same thing.
Well, that's a good point. Apparently, I think if you can use it for multiple purposes, where there are shavas, you possibly can.
There is that, I guess, but yeah, because what it is a hekesh. The Torah is comparing two different things. The Torah is juxtaposing them, and therefore it means that the rules that apply to one. It's multiple different korbanos.
Well, a hekesh is anything that's in the same
public,
in the same area.
Yeah, or adjacent or whatever.
You can learn out all kinds of things from each
other. Fine. Okay, so therefore, so we kish akas of the shlomim, ma shlomim ben shuni kodesh ben shuni bailim ben inu l'shmon l'mitzvah. Just like by shlomim, you have to have in mind the proper korban, you have to have in mind the proper owner, and it's a mitzvah to do that. It's not an act of granted, but it is a mitzvah. Achatas ben shuni kodesh ben shuni bailim ben inu l'shmon l'mitzvah. So therefore, we learn the same thing applies to achatas. Hilkach mitzvah mishlomim. Therefore, the concept that you have a mitzvah to make sure that you do it properly, that you do it l'shem korban and l'shem bailim, that we learn from shlomim. The other psukim that we were quoting before, the lokach akoyim, dam achatas, and the shochat oisel achatas, and the chipper olav akoyim mechatosa, and the ofer chatosa, and so forth, are all teaching us la'akiv. That is ma'akiv if you don't do it l'shmar, l'shem the korban, or l'shem the bayit.
How many psukim are teaching you la'akiv?
So we have different ones, but different. Well, that's the Gemara going to continue now. Ba'ashkochan chatos chelet. Fine, in that case, we see that all applies to a chatos chelet. Because the pasuk v'shachat oisel l'chatos is talking about standard chatos. It's not talking about the chatos of a nazir or the chatos of a chatos chelet. It's not talking about the chatos of a torah. That's where you have to ask. Yichtiv ba l'chatos, where you have the word l'chatos. The question is chatos tavodes kichavim. Never mind asking about the one for nazir and the one for the torah. Fine. At least, I mean, those are standard chatos. After all said and done, okay, they don't involve kores, but nevertheless, they are standard chatos. They follow the usual rules of a chatos, as opposed to chatos tavodes kichavim. But when it comes to the chatos of avodah zarah, which is not mentioned in the same context as the other chatos. The shmiyas hakol bridges for sign the tumas nefesh v'kachav, and the three for which you bring a korban olav yored, which are also not discussed in the same place as the chat as a standard chatas. The loik tibu by them it doesn't say anything about shechting it lechatas menolon. So where do we know by them? Where do we know by them that it's ma'akiv? So the answer is chatas davar v'chavim ma'akiv.
What's your name?
We know, fine, we've established, we have psukim to say that it's ma'akiv, by the chatas chelev, as well as by the chatas nazir, as well as by the chatas nazir, because we have the shachat oisa, and we have so the question is, so all those are included, fine. So we've established that it applies to all four avodas when it comes to shinui kodesh and shinui bailim by those types of chatas. How do we know? It also applies to the chatas of avodah zarah. That a person brings if he worships Avodah Zarah
B'Shogeg. Why can't we make it apply to all of the chatas?
Because by them it doesn't say any such psukim.
By what?
By the chatas of Avodah Zarah. It doesn't say any such pasuk that they have to shecht at the chatas, or that it will also say lost in the government. Doesn't say. And the shmiyas hakol, which is for sign the tumas nefesh v'kachav. And what about the three types of korban olav yored? It also doesn't say. Delik sibuhu. By them, it never says any such thing that you have to bring it dafka lachatas. Minolon. So where do we know by them? The answer is chatas davar kachavim asim chatas chaylev. We can learn the one of Avodah Zarah from the case of chaylev chicken koris kamosa because they have this in common. Both of them, it would be something that he'd be chay of koris if he had done it amazing. So therefore, there's enough of a similarity between them because. A person's chayv misa if he does it with Eidim Basra. But pretty much, absolutely, everything that's chayv misa in the Torah, if a person does it without Eidim Basra, then there's part. Arayas, Shabbos, Avodah Zarah, I think it's pretty much without exception, yeah. Even if there are exceptions, at any rate.
Even if there are exceptions,
Avodah Zarah is not one. I don't remember whether there are exceptions, but be that as it may, Avodah Zarah is not one. So therefore, we can include them in the same category. Okay, Tosfos also brings a girsa, by the way, that the Gemara pointed out, the same is true as far as Tumas Mikvish V'Kodshav, because that involves Kodesh as well. However, Tosfos points out that it's better not to have that, and in fact, all Gemaras don't have that printed over here, because, on the other hand, though, the difference is, again, Chafas Chelev and Chafas Avodah Zarah, there's only one type of korban you bring. You bring that, and if you can't afford it, then tough luck, you have to raise the money. As opposed to, again, Tumas Mikvish V'Kodshav is a korban over the year, it's more lenient. Okay. So anyway, so chassas avodah zarah, we can learn commensurately. We learned in Shavuos that when it comes to tumas mitzvah kodshav, it has to be there was a special type of shogeg, yediyah v'tchila, yediyah v'soif, elementayim. Otherwise, if it was bemazed, then one of the korbanos of Yom Kippur helped for it. If it was the soif and not the b'sneim, if I remember correctly, if it was yediyah v'tchila and not the soif, and you had one group of seirim of the korbanos mosa from a chaper for it. If it was the soif and not the skiller, then there's a different one, whatever. So as far as Shavuos Bitri and as far as Shavuos Aedus, we learned over there that those you bring a korban even if you did it amazing. Those are unusual cases where you bring a korban for doing something amazing. But anyway. Okay, so chassas of Adazar we can learn from chassas chelev because they both involve koris. Shekin koris kemosa. Bahana, kuli asin mamasa. As far as the korban or the yerid, those you can learn from all of the above korbanos using a mahasad, using a tzadashot. Meaning, in other words, say, hey, you're gonna start working it out like this. You're gonna try to learn them from the chatas chelev. You're gonna argue, but chatas chelev involves koris. So I'll answer you. Chatas nazir and mitzora don't involve koris, and yet you see that they have to be done mishman. So you're gonna say chatas nazir and mitzora, you have other korbanos brought with them. So you'll say chatas chelev, I'll prove from you that you don't have anything else. That you don't have anything else with it. And even if you're gonna you're going to say, what about though the korban olah v'yored comes with dalos? You have something that you bring when you pour. Okay, chatas mitzvah also you have a different one when you pour. So you have enough. The point is you have enough differences between these things, but yet you have the underlying similarity. They're all chatos, and if you bring them shalai l'shman, then they're completely possible. Therefore, we can also add in by that logic the chatas that the chatas the korban olah v'yored. The same thing applies.
We don't see that it's slightly different in some other aspects.
We don't find anything else that they have in common with the korban olah v'yored would. Actually, Tosfos asks that on the face of it, you could argue that in the case of a korban olah v'yored, you have three levels. Because you have the rich, you have middle class, and you have poor.
We
learned that in Shavuos when we talk about korban olah v'yored. As opposed to even chatas mitzvah, you only have two. Either you're rich or you're poor. There's no third thing. However, Tosfos says that, like this, we're going to learn when we get to Menachos Bez Hashem, we're going to learn that with Korbanos Mincha also you have certain types of similar rules to Korbanos, where certain types of Mincha, if they're done Shalai L'Shman, are kosher, but they don't count for the owner. Certain other types are completely possible. One of them is Mincha Tchote, the Mincha that a person brings for a Korban olah v'yored if he can't afford anything more. So we know that independently already is possible Shalai L'Shman. So the mincha of a chayte. So therefore, you're not going to say that the mincha is possible with a shalai l'shma. But the other two are going to be kosher for shalai l'shma because you have it doesn't work.
No.
Yeah. Okay. So that's it. So that's how we.
It's sort of
so that, yeah. Turn it up. So now we learned about that. So now let's analyze the whole matter of korban Pesach. We said in the Mishnah, as far as these two korbanos that are possible, shalei l'shma, we said the difference is a Pesach bizmano v'achatas b'chol zman. The Pesach, it only applies when it's the Zman, right? On the afternoon of Erev Pesach, on the afternoon of 14th of Nisan, as opposed to the Chatos at any time during the year, because you could be bringing a Chatos any time during the year. So let's analyze it. Tana Rabbanan. Pesach with Zmanai, Lashmoy Kosher, Shalay Lashmoy Kosher, at the proper...
What's the purpose of analyzing that?
We have to figure out the details. We have to figure out the details. First of all, we have to figure out... We have to figure out where we know... We're going to be figuring out over here, first of all, what happens to it other times of year. What happens to a Pesach other times of year? And we also have to figure out, so what happens if you were to shecht it other times during the year? Why should it be kosher if you shecht it at Shalay Lashmoy? The Korban Pesach, when it's brought in its proper time, Erev Pesach afternoon, if it's brought l'shmoy, then it's kosher. Shaloi l'shmoy, and if you did any of the four, avodah shaloi l'shmoy, then it's kosher. V'shar yemot hashana, other days during the year, and we're going to see, I think, later on, eventually, we're going to get at some point in the sugya, we're going to get into the question, what about if you did it the morning of Erev Pesach? Is that considered bizmano, or is that considered shaloi bizmano? We'll get to it. But anyway. The rest of the year, if you brought it l'shmoy, having in mind that it's a Pesach, then it will be posel, because that's not the right time to be bringing it. You're supposed to be bringing it after Erev Pesach afternoon. Shaloi l'shmoy kosher. So then it's the other way around. You bring it any other time during the year, shaloi l'shmoy, it'll be kosher, because, as we're going to say, it becomes a shlom. So if we have a simon over here, shalu kabaitan mamaher betza ba simon, it's a simon for the initials or the key letters of names of different amiroim that are going to be involved in the discussion over here from here until the middle of Kesem Adar. Okay. So where do we know this from?
That the Pesach during other times in the year become the shalomim, and therefore if you shecht it shalom the shema, that will be kosher. Where do we know?
Amr Avod Shmuel, Amr Kras, Avod Shmuel says like this. Because the Pasuk says, "V'im min atzon korbani lezevach shlomim l'Hashem," if from the sheep is his korban as a zevach shlomim for Hashem. So we learn besides that, in context, obviously it's talking about what a shlomim can be brought from, but it also teaches us, "Dover habam min atzon yehelo zevach shlomim." It means something that in and of itself can come only from sheep, namely the Korban Pesach, which has to be tzoyin as a generic term, meaning sheep and goats. So it was supposed that the Korban Pesach is one of the only types of, is pretty much the only type of korban that can be only sheep. Most kinds of korbanos can be other types of animals as well. Only from tzoyin, that is, only from sheep and goats. Most other korbanos can be other types of animals as well. We'll see later. The Gemara will point out that we'll get into later that there are other, on the face of it, there are other types of korbanos as well. But we'll get to that later. But first, dover habam min atzoyin, something that normally has to be from sheep, namely the korban pesach, yehelo zevach shlomim. Instead, if it's being brought at a different time during the year, then it becomes a zevach shlomim. So that's it. That's how we learn it.
Even
atzoyin. Because it's like this. The pasuk starts off by mentioning that a shlomim can be brought from cattle or from sheep or from goats. So it starts talking about what happens if you bring a male or a bull or a cow, how you go about doing the korban. Then it continues, im min atzoyin korbano lezevach shlomim l'Hashem, and if from the tzoyin, from the flock, is his korban as a zevach shlomim l'Hashem. So the point is, that's sort of extra. Once the previous psukim are describing what you do if you bring a cow or a bull, automatically we know the next part is talking about something from the flock, something from the sheep or the goat, because what else could it be? Therefore, we learn from that it means that a korban that is supposed to be only from sheep, or that it's supposed to be only from the flock, only from sheep or goat, namely the korban Pesach, now, when it's being brought some other time during the year, it becomes a zevach shlomim l'Hashem. It becomes a zevach shlomim for Hashem. So the question is, Eima Shlomim Ein Midi Achrin Eloi. Fine, but maybe then what it means is, if you took this korban that was supposed to be a korban pesach and you shechted it any other time during the year, maybe if you shechted it as a shlomim, fine, it's kosher. But let's say you shechted it as a different korban. Let's say you shechted it as an ola. Maybe it should tackle be posel. The answer is Omer of Ilo. Eima Shlomim Ein. A shlomim, yes, it'll be kosher. Midi Achrin Eloi. But any other thing, it won't be kosher. Yes, it wasn't just a shlomim. It says lezevach shlomim, meaning whatever kind of zevach, whatever kind of korban it's brought for, it's brought as it ends up being kosher. Again, it doesn't count for the owner. It's choyv
because I think initially it's
If it just said the imin atzon kavanah l'shlamim l'Hashem, then it would mean only if you shechted it having in mind that the shlamim would it be kosher, and if you had in mind any other korban, then it would be kosher. But now, since it says l'zevach shlamim, then that means that it includes all the other korbanos. Exactly. Fine. Ema called the shachet levikimaisa. Fine, but maybe what the pasuk means is that whatever kind of korban you shecht it as, it becomes that kind of korban. So in other words, the halacha is, as we started saying, is that a Pesach throughout the rest of the year becomes automatically a shlamim. But now, how do we know? Maybe the pasuk is implying, okay, if you shechted it as a shlamim, it becomes a shlamim. But if you shechted it as an ola, it becomes an ola. And if you shechted it as a toida, it becomes a toida, etc. How do we know that? How do we know that? Yeah, kimosa. That should be like whatever. The answer is yeah, because it's a shlamim v'zevach. Yes, but if it said that the tzoyin comes as a shlamim and a zevach to the kamer, then you'd be right. It can mean a shlamim or a zevach, as the case may be. But now that it says the word zevach before the word shlomim, it means whatever kind of zevach, it means l'chol d'shachet l'shlomim. It means regardless what you had in mind when you shechted it, regardless whether you had, what kind of zevach you had in mind, whether you had in mind an ola or what have you, it still becomes a shlomim.
That's because it says...
Because it says l'zevach shlomim. So now we can parse the pasuk. The imin atzoyin korbanos. If a korban that was supposed to be only from sheep or from the flock, namely the korban pesach, and you bring it as a korban some other time during the year, lozevach, regardless what other type of korban you had in mind, shlamim l'Hashem, it becomes a shlamim for Hashem.
That seems to be shlamim.
Right. Okay. So the question is now, eimel lozevach klal shlamim prat. Fine, but maybe say we have a klal of prats over here. Maybe the word,
it could be a klal of prats?
Yeah, you can argue. You can argue. Lezevach is klal. Shlomim is prats. Well, klal of prats, ein b'chlal alamashim prats, shlomim ein midiachrin aloi. Maybe it means only if you shechted it as a shlomim would it be kosher, but if you shechted it as some other korban, it would be completely possible. Yeah, why not?
That's what would be a prats.
Yeah. The answer is Lashem Hodavakolo. Yes, but when it says Lashem, that comes and makes a klal again. So now you have a klal of prat to klal. So even if you're going to argue that way, fine. You have a klal of prat to klal, and therefore we can include in other karbonos as well.
You can all go with that Lashem.
incidentally, by the way, Tosfos points out at the beginning of the study over here that it really depends. When we talk about the Shari Maisa Shana, it really depends when during the year are we talking. Are we saying a korban pesach was shechted some other time during the year?
Right.
Do we mean, for example, now you could have a couple of possibilities, right? You could have that it being done before Pesach. In other words, that he could have waited until Pesach and shechted it until Erev Pesach and shechted it as a proper korban pesach. Instead, he jumped the gun and did it as a different korban earlier. Or another possibility, we could be talking about it was even after Pesach. But let's say the owner himself wasn't able to bring a Pesach rishon and instead he's going to use it as a Pesach sheni. Then you have another possibility where it was b'chlal not brought before Pesach, let's say because it was lost, or let's say because he was careless or whatever, and then by next year it's going to be possible as a Pesach anyway. Which case are we talking about over here? The Tosfos talks about over here that it depends. Whether the Tosfos brings based
on... He cannot bring it on time.
Again, you have three possibilities. One, really they amount to two possibilities. One is where conceivably this animal could still be brought as a korban Pesach, either Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni, but he jumped the gun and did it earlier. Versus the other possibility is there's no possibility that this will ever be brought as a korban Pesach, because now after Pesach, and by the time next Erev Pesach comes, it's going to be over a year old, it's possible. So which case are we talking about? Here's a Tosfos brings on the basis of Gemara and Psachim that if it's talking about where it could conceivably have been brought as a korban Pesach, then what we'd be talking about over here is not Stam that he went one day and brought it as a korban and it automatically becomes a shlomim. Actually, it wouldn't. What you'd need Akira. He would have to explicitly say, I'm changing my mind. I don't want to bring this as a Pesach anymore. I'm bringing it as some other korban. That's where our Gemara is saying it would become a shlomim. Otherwise, it would be a Pesach that you're shechting some other time during the year. And it would be possible. That kind of thing is called Akira.
You need Akira in order
to transform it into a shlomim. If it's after Pesach, if it's the kind of thing where it can never be brought as a korban Pesach, because he brought his Pesach Bismano, and you're Dalad Nistin, and now this one is available, or Pesach Sheni has already passed, as the case may be, then Tosfos brings different opinions from the Gemara over there whether you need Akira or not.
That's
does it automatically... The Gemara discusses over there, I don't remember, but Basher, so according to the opinions that you need Akira, then yeah, it would. Okay. Anyway, Maskito Rav Yaakov and Nahar Pekud. So Rav Yaakov from Nahar Pekud asks on this. You're telling me then that you have a Kvala crop as well. Again, we have the question, like we had the other day. Hola Jamya, Kvala Basra, the Kvala Kama. But the problem is the second Kvala is not similar to the first Kvala. The first Kvala is the word Zeva. The second one is the word Lashet. Kvala Kama, Mabi Zvachim, the Tuloi. Because the first Kvala, the word Zevach, implies only Zvachim, only Karbonis that are Shechted, namely animal Karbonis. Kol Basra Lashem, Kol the Lashem, but the second klal, which is the word Lashem, would mean anything that's offered to Hashem, Vafilu L'Ofis, Vafilu L'Menachas. So it would include even bird karbonis, which are not shechted, where melissa is done to them, even menachas. In other words, what about, now, up until now, we've been talking about the case, for example, a person shechts or does one of the avodas of, let's say, an Ola having in mind that it's a shlomim, or a chatas having in mind something else or whatever. But after all, you know, there's nothing preventing him from having in mind that this korban that I'm shechting, even though he knows perfectly well that he's shechting it, and he knows perfectly well it's an animal, but he could verbally say, I'm doing this as a chatas ha'oif, let's say, or an oila ha'oif, whatever. The lashem would include that regardless it becomes a shlomim, but anything that's offered to Hashem, but the original one zebach would mean only if you're doing it as some kind of korban which is shechted, so it wouldn't include that.
So the kval is not a
real kval of prasad kval, right? Yeah. The answer is again, like we said the other day, hatanet veda b'shmal b'kval of prasad darish kihay gavna. We do find that tanet veda b'shmal darishin kval of prasad kval. In that, using that kind of thing, they don't care about the fact that the second kval includes more things than the first one.
What about the other things?
We don't find anybody argue, and maybe we do find somebody arguing with Tanya Dveda Vishal. That's a Gemara in Cholim that talks about the simonim of kosher locus. So we'll get there eventually. We'll get there in a few months, says Hashem. But whatever, we see over there that there is a valid way, that it is valid to darshan a kval of prasad kval like that. So therefore, going back to our case over here, so therefore you have kval of prasad kval, he has the don elakena kral. So therefore, as we know, with a kval of prasad kval, you judge it according, only you go, you find things that are similar to the kval. Ma prat So the prat, the shlomim, is that you shechted this korban shaloi l'shmoi, and it is kosher. That's the prat. The prat is it mentioned one particular korban shlomim, and we're saying that it's kosher. Ask kosher shaloi l'shmoi v'kosher. So the same thing. Anything else that you shechted as that it's shaloi l'shmoi, it's still kosher as long as it's not. As long as not Erev Pesach.
Since the prat,
again, how does a kval prat a kval work? We take the prat and we find other things that are similar to it. The prat is a korban which is not the same as it was supposed to be originally, because originally it was supposed to be a Pesach, and now you're shechting the shlomim.
Right.
So therefore, we can apply that to all other types of korban as well. The same thing applies regardless what type of korban it was brought. Okay, the question is, ima prat mafurish dava above a neder and a dava, or bin a dava. Fine, you could say the prat, the shlomim, is only something that can be brought bin neder and a dava. A shlomim can be brought voluntarily. Af kol above a neder and a dava, or bin a dava. So therefore, it would only apply to any other korban that you can bring as a neder and a dava. Therefore, olu shlomim ein chatas wa asham loy. So therefore, you would have to say, based on that if you were to shecht it as a chatas or an asham, having in mind of a chatas or an asham, it should be possible.
Because
you can't learn those from a prat that includes swan. An oila, fine, because an oila can be brought from a neder and a dove.
But
no. Okay, no. So forget about the kval of prat file. Ela lo zevach ribuyu. Never mind the kval of prat file. The word zevach is not a kval. It's a ribui. In other words, it's a ribui. In other words, in the sense that the Rashi explains, when do you say a klal? When you have something where like the Torah didn't need to say the words at all, and therefore, for example, Rashi gives an example. Let's say, for example, by Ma'aser Sheni, when it says that you spend the money b'chol asher ta'av nafshecha, so anything that you want, and then it mentions certain specific things, yayin sheicher, b'bakar tzayin yayin sheicher. So then the word b'chol asher ta'av nafshecha is a klal because it's including. It's an inclusive statement. But the word lezevach shlomim is just that it's two words that go together. Lezevach shlomim is just that it could have just said l'shlomim. Instead it said lezevach shlomim. So it's not a klal. It's a ribui. It's teaching us any type of zevach becomes a shlomim.
Lezevach shlomim.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a ribui,
yeah.
Because you didn't need to.
Right. Because it's not a ribui, it's a ribui. It's just a total ribui, yeah. What? It's just a total ribui. You don't even have a mute after it. You just have a ribui, the word, because it didn't have to say the word lezevach at all. Instead it says it, so therefore lezevach means that it becomes a shlom. Okay.
So every zevach becomes a shlom.
Yeah.
With a kira.
Yeah. Well, again, there are kira before Pesach, or before Pesach Sheni.
Right.
Not necessarily. There's a kira needed after Pesach. So it says that's the subject of the machlokes that's in Pesach.
Now, this pasuk is said with regard to the Pesach.
Well, that's what we're saying. We've been doubting this whole time. This pasuk is talking about the Pesach, right? Well, even though it's saying Zevach Shlom, we're saying that it's Minat Soin, it's a korban that was supposed to be from the flocks, namely the korban Pesach.
Because it's only talking about Pesach, it's not talking about...
Right.
Akira is only for korban pesach.
Akira means that you say that Akira makes it into a shlom. I'm saying if
right.
you didn't do Akira, then it would be considered that you're shechting the korban pesach out of heat. No, so for other korbanos, you don't know. Other.
Well, what
no.
I'm saying,
yeah.
What I'm trying to ask was, go just on the pesach.
It doesn't go on all korbanos. No, because all korbanos, if you shech them, no. No, this concept that we're saying, that a Pesach becomes a Shlom, and we learn from the Tzatzit, we learn from the Tzatzit, and we're saying, therefore, that it means, whatever you shecht it as, it becomes a Shlom.
Yeah, that's what we've been saying all
along.
Right?
That's what we're saying. Okay, fine, so the question still is, Emel called a Shochet Leila Hevekamaseh. Fine, but still, how do we know, though, that it means that, so after all, though, maybe it means that whatever you shecht it as, it becomes like that. So again, back to the question, basically, that, fine, if you shecht it as a shlomim, then it becomes a shlomim. Fine, we're not going to say if you shecht it as another zevach, we're going to say it's possible. Fine, we establish that it's not going to be possible. But maybe it becomes that other carbon, maybe it becomes a oilo, maybe it becomes a whatever.
If you shecht it
as having in mind that it's an oilo, maybe it becomes that. Yeah.
So we said it becomes shlomim.
Well, that's what we're asking. How do we know? Amr of Oven, Sir of Oven says, we have a logical thing over here. We should push off. This kodshim was supposed to be something that was eaten, namely the korban pesach is supposed to be eaten. So therefore, it's logical. If we're going to push it off, we're going to make it be a shlomim, which is also eaten. We're not going to push it to something like an ola, which is not eaten. Okay, so the question
so
is
logic.
Fine. Oh, yeah. Okay, but the problem is, if you're talking about kodshim that are eaten, also chatas for osham mila nisachli. Okay, but a chatas and osham are also eaten. So maybe it could conceivably become a chatas or an osham. No. El of dochen kodshim and achalim l'chol adam, eitzo kodshim and achalim l'chol adam. Not just that they can be eaten. We push it aside that a korban that was supposed to be, that could have been eaten by anybody, Kohen, Levi, or Yisrael, and you push it instead to become a korban that can be eaten by anybody. We're not going to transform kodshim that could have been eaten by anybody. Pesach is eaten by everybody. The chatas is only eaten by kohen. The shlomim is also eaten by kohen. Yeah. We're not going to push it to be a korban chatas, which is only, or an osham, which is only eaten by kohen. Rabbi Yosef Bar Avin gives a different way of putting it. Dochen kodshim kalim, eto kodshim kalim. We will push that the Pesach, which is kodshim kalim, becomes another type of kodshim kalim, namely shlomim. Then dochen kodshim kalim, eto kodshim kodshim. We're not going to transform kodshim kalim into kodshim kodshim, where a chatas or an osham or an ola would be kodshim kodshim. So therefore, we're not going to do it.
We should have put this before, actually.
Okay, but this is the svara.
That's more important.
We put the last thing the Gemara says first.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but remember, it's the journey, not the destination, you know. The journey is all part of it.
The journey seems to be saying that...
Okay, so we figured it out from the pasuk of Zevach Shlomim, but ultimately, though, we still are missing something over there. You could still think that if you shechted it at some other carbon, it becomes that other carbon. That's where we need the svara. By the way, Tosfos points out, so what's the practical difference between what they're saying?
Between
the two different explanations, whether we say that's a matter of between whether we're saying that they can be eaten by anybody, Rav Ovin's explanation, or Rav Yosef Rav Ovin's that Kodshim Kalim versus Kodshim Kodshim. The difference is, what about the Gemara is going to continue asking why it doesn't become some other korban which is also eaten and which is also kodshim kalim, because it's the bechor. So if you say the key thing is everybody can eat it, not everybody can eat a bechor, only a kohen can. So therefore, there'd be no reason to ask that. Whereas the coins of Yosef Bar Oven, that becomes Kodesh Kalim, then you can ask the Bechor is also Kodesh Kalim, so it should be treated as a Bechor.
Okay. What would he say?
Well, it's also
The review cook would have sabr you. Sabrin should have about the changes that you ask. Ama shakta the shen maisa lehavi maisa. Maybe you should say, though, that's fine. Okay, if you shecht it for most korban, and having in mind that it's most any other kind of korban, it'll become a shlomim, but by that logic, you should say, if you shecht it having in mind that it's maiser, then it should become maiser. Maiser, after all, is kochim kalim, and maiser is also, and then maiser can also be eaten by anybody, maiser behemoth, that is, so maybe it becomes maiser. I think maiser is lamai hilfisa. As far as what purpose are you trying to argue that it should be considered maiser? What would be the nafkamina? If you were to argue that it becomes that it becomes maiser, what would be the nafkamina? You're asking what would be. So if it became maiser, then what happens? How is that different than a shlom?
Right. The nafkamina would be that you would say that in that case you would not have to bring the sochim with it. If it becomes a shlomim, then shlomim requires the sochim. But bechur and maiser and pesach do not. So that would be one difference. If you said that it could be conceivably become meister, you would not have nesachim. And number two, that with meister behemah, you have a mitzvah in the Torah that you're not allowed to redeem it, which we understand that to mean that you're not allowed to sell it. So if you were to sell it, then you would get malchus, as opposed to with other korbanos. If you do that, then you wouldn't. So that's maybe the argument. Rabbi Yitzchok Reb Sabriu is arguing that conceivably, maybe a Pesach would become a Meiser. What would that mean? It would mean that, first of all, it wouldn't mean Nesachim, and second of all, it would mean that if you stole it, you would get Malkus. So why not? The answer is, Amakroha, Sidi Yiyah Kodesh. No, the reason why it can't is because the Pesach says about Meiser, the 10th one will become holy, implying Dafka the 10th one. Zeh Meiser, Ve'enach HaMeiser. Only the 10th one can become Meiser. Nothing else can become Meiser in place of it. So therefore, Pesach is not able to be transformed into Meiser. Okay. What about Ema Shakta Lashem Bechor Lahevi Kebechor? Fine. Argue then that you should say that if you shechted it having in mind that it was a Bechor, then it should have the dinim of a Bechor. And again, Lamai Hill. That's according to one way of looking at it. According to Rav Oven's way of looking at it, fine. We can't ask the question, but according to Rav Yosi Bar Oven's way of looking at it, a Bechor is also Kodshim Kalim. So again, my hilch then, what would be the relevance in halacha to say that it becomes a bechor? Again, number one, the lowly boy nesachim. Number one, again, you would argue that a bechor doesn't need nesachim. In Menachah, Rashi mentioned that the Gemara in Menachah explains how we know that. So number one, it wouldn't need nesachim. Or number two, that you'd have to give it to the kohenim, as it is in with a bechor. So why not? Why can't you say if a Pesach out of season was shechted having in mind that it was Bechor, then it becomes a Bechor, that you would have to give it to the Kohen and you don't bring the Sochim with it? The answer is Bechor nami avora avora mi maiser. Yes, but a Bechor we learn by Zera Shava from the word avora, which means passing over or passing through, you learn by Zera Shava from maiser. Namely, by the Bechor it says v'havarta kofet elechem. By maiser it says kol asher yaver takas hashava. That's everything that goes under the stick. So therefore, we have a gzera shava between them. What applies to meiser applies to bechor. Since, as we just established, the pesach cannot become a meiser because atzidi yekodesh, nor can it become a bechor.
And because of this avara teaches us that what applies to one applies to the other. So therefore, if it can't become a meiser, if the pesach can't become meiser, then it can't become a bechor either. We'll continue tomorrow. The Gemara will try some other possibilities. Maybe what else is there? Maybe that a Pesach could conceivably become, and then we'll continue.
But then we're going to also revisit the whole question: how we know b'chlal. We have to still revisit the question: how we know that this pasuk that we quoted at the beginning, the imin aton korbanos, that it refers exactly to the korban Pesach. There are other korbanos that are brought specifically from the chlal. So we'll have to figure that out.